You're listening to Walk to the End of the World, a podcast written by me, Mira Brinjegard Bialik. This is segment 13. She lunged for the princess with the knife.
Ah!
Eddie leapt at the innkeeper, just barely knocking the knife out of the way so that it hit the table with a dull sound. Her fellow questers laughed idiotically as Eddie grappled with innkeeper Boggy.
Give me the knife, dear.
Who are you? What did you do to them?
Give me the knife.
Eddie sidestepped as Boggy tried to grab the knife back from her.
Steven, help me!
What?
None of this would have been painful if you hadn't stopped me. The monarchy would be over in only a decade or so if the youngest royal family member was dead.
Princess! Zora! Evan! What's happening?
I don't feel so good.
Oh, my head.
The drug and the drinks I gave them would have kept them happy and comfortable while I saved them from a life of pain and servitude to the monarchy.
What are you talking about? The royal family has never been anything but good to the kingdom.
Do you want to live in fear of attack from metal monsters? Do you want to live under the crushing heel of...
Steven jumped on innkeeper Boggy, pinning her to the floor.
What did you do to us? I feel so...
It's okay, Steven. I think.
Let me up. We have to kill her. It's the princess's fault that we keep getting attacked.
What?
Ugh, I still feel woozy. Eddie, what happened?
The innkeeper drugged us and attacked you, princess. If Eddie had been with us at the table, you would be dead. She saved you.
Well, twice in less than a week. My hero.
She smiled at Eddie, who proceeded to melt inside.
I can have a carrier pigeon here in 10 minutes, and guards from the village in 15.
Well, if everyone is recovering, then...
Eddie, you might be the only one awake enough to keep Boggy harmless while I summon help.
Yeah, okay.
Eddie's friends groggily stood and shook their heads back and forth, and Eddie collected the knives. She put them where Boggy couldn't get them. Steven left, and Eddie took Boggy into a corner to wait.
I can't believe you want to live like this, dear. The monarchy may not be cruel now, but they're responsible for everything wrong that's been happening lately.
Come on, Eddie. Don't listen to her. She just wants to make you distrust your friends and the princess. You said the attacks are the princess's fault?
Yes, dear. Her magic is what attracts the invaders. If the royal family was gone, we would live in peace.
How do you know?
A man came to the village a year ago after one of the attacks. He showed me...
Eddie, don't talk to her. Here, I'm recovered now. I'll watch her. You get cleaned up. You've got a bit of a blaze scratch right there. Oh, you're right.
You have to listen to me. A man showed me a...
Be quiet. No one tries to hurt my friends and gets away with it.
Ben, this is the second time Eddie has had to save me. I'm the princess. I'm not supposed to need rescuing. I didn't even know that anyone in the kingdom felt this way about my family. I thought I was in control, but...
Steven returned with guards, and the innkeeper was led away to be taken to the village jail. Eddie cleaned herself up as everyone double-checked to make sure they were recovered from the drug. The cleanup was interrupted when the princess collapsed. It was another incident caused by the metal piece in her back. Meta and Evan were given pouches of the violet herb as Ben administered some to the princess. When she was breathing easily again, everyone went upstairs to sleep. Steven insisted on keeping watch. At about 2 o'clock in the morning, Eddie found that she couldn't sleep. She tiptoed into the hallway. Steven rose, sword drawn, until he recognized her. She sat down next to him.
Thank you for saving the princess earlier.
Yeah.
I should have known better and waited before drinking that stuff like you.
I didn't do it on purpose. I just didn't feel like hot chocolate. In all the craziness, I almost forgot that Meta lied about what the angel said to her about our quest.
I should have been more vigilant. I'm just so distracted lately.
It's because of your soulmate tattoo, isn't it?
Yeah, I just...
He pulled up his sleeve, and the dragon's intricate detail curled around his upper arm and shoulder.
It's getting so detailed.
Yes, I'm just a little worried.
About what?
Whoever it is. If they don't come with us on the quest, will I still want to?
I don't know.
They say you just know when you meet your soulmate that you never want to be parted. I've been protecting the princess forever, and I wouldn't want to give that up. But while we've been walking, I've been thinking. And the princess is surrounded by good people now, people like you. And she can take care of herself, too, in battles. Maybe she wouldn't need me. My job has been my life, but now, I think I want something more.
Something like love.
Yeah. Have you seen Ben mooning over Meta? He's got so much in his life that he cares about so intensely. Did you know I've never been on a date before?
How would I know that?
I don't know. I've just been thinking about how different my life would be if I wasn't a guard. Not that I don't like being a guard, of course.
Of course not.
I've just been thinking about life while we've been out here. You should go back to bed, Eddie.
Yeah.
But it's been nice talking to you. Also, I didn't tell anyone else about my tattoo.
And I won't either. You have my word. It's personal?
Yeah.
Good night, Stephen.
Night, Eddie.
Eddie tiptoed back into her room. She stared out her window at the moon until she fell asleep.
Thank you to Ashley Tabak, voicing Innkeeper Boggy. For more information about the voices behind Eddie, the Princess, Meta, Evan, Ben, Zora, or Steven, please listen to the Introduction to Main Characters segment. Thank you!